you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The views and opinions expressed here on the Pensacola Expert Panel are not those necessarily of News Radio 92.3 1620, but those of Terrence A. Gross of Gross & Schuster, attorney at law.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me now is Terrence A. Gross with Gross & Schuster. Good morning, Terrence.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day. How are you today?
I'm good. Am I your only person that has all these technical problems calling in?
No, you're doing very well, I have to just tell you. I'm not the most technical person, so you're doing great.
I'm 67, so anyway, so that's what's happening with me. Even with the law, I've been doing this for 41 years. My two sons have come in with me, my son-in-law, and yes, I have a lot of wisdom over 41 years, but when it comes to going to court, the technical aspect of going to court has changed so much. We used to come in with, you know, file folders and boxes, and now people come in with a disc, and everything's PowerPointing, and I feel like Rumpelstiltskin, really, just waking up in another world.
Oh, you know what? The times are changing almost every day now, Terry, so I feel like I'm with you on that, right? It's just everything's constantly changing. Next thing we know, they're just going to, like, you know, do osmosis and tell us what's happening through our minds.
Right. Well, anyway, I want to go to a topic that I've talked about for years and years and years, and it may be redundant to some people, but the problem is I keep on getting people coming into my office, they've been in a car wreck, and they come in and they look at me, and I say, I need to see your insurance policy. Let me examine to see if you got full coverage. Don't worry, Mr. Gross, I have full coverage. And then when I look at it, I start shaking my head. They go, what's wrong? I said, I wish you did. But I do. My agent told me I have full coverage, and we'll go argue about this. So I just want to give people my definition of full coverage because it may differ from what your agent's telling you. And what I wanted to go out and say is, first of all, there's no way any personal injury lawyer worth their salt would give you your blessing on an insurance policy if it doesn't include uninsured motorist coverage. You must have it, and let me tell you how it works. It's not no fault. No fault will pay your bills 80% to $10,000. I just heard the blurb we just heard just now on your news break. I don't know if you even heard it because we were struggling to get me through, but there's a little blurb that Governor DeSantis just vetoed a bill that would have gotten rid of no fault and increased our bodily injury to $25,000. So if it's vetoed, it probably means that we're still under no fault. And it's a good thing, but uninsured motorist is not no fault. People get it confused all the time. Uninsured motorist is if the person that hit you has no insurance, or underinsured motorist coverage doesn't have enough coverage. So what the legislature was trying to do was to move the needle, move us to a $25,000 mandatory bodily injury state like most states. There's only two that have less than $25,000, us and I believe Rhode Island. Everybody else has at least $25,000, if not more, you know, that's mandatory. But even with the $25,000 limit, ask yourself this. If you're in a bad wreck and you fracture your ankle, you hit the brake, you fracture your ankle, they go in, they put plates and screws in, you're in the hospital, you got to go through physical therapy, does $25,000 sound like reasonable compensation for that injury?
No, I don't think. I mean, personally, no.
No, not even close. I mean, your bills are going to be, after all that, are going to be close to $100,000.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so the $25,000, even if they had it, it would be a spit in the bucket. So the only way to get compensation is through your company, and that's where you would need underinsured motorist coverage, which covers you and your family members, whether they're on the policy or not, up to the stated limits. Now, Florida is also a stacking state, and this means that if you have three or four vehicles in your household, we'll say four, if you've got four and you've got 25,000 of uninsured motorists on there that is stacking, then four times 25 is 100,000. You would have a $100,000 safety net. If someone hits you, it's their fault. They caused the accident. You're injured and you're left stuck with the injuries and the bills. So we use it all the time. I can give you example after example after example. 50% of my cases involve underinsured motorist coverage because Florida is a 10,000 limit state still, and 50% of the drivers out there only have a 10, 50%, and all the worst drivers. If you're a bad driver, you've got a 10 limit because you can't afford real good insurance with a good reputable company. You're with a high risk company because of all your speeding infractions. So you have to cover yourself. And if your grandchildren live with you and they're like 8, 9, 10 years old, they're obviously not on your car insurance, but all the lawyer would have to prove, are they your resident relative? So if your daughter got married, she moved out of the house, she left, she moved away, she had three children, she got divorced, she moves back in. A lot of people know that story. They've heard this story. They would be covered even though they're not on your policy. They don't have to be, long as they are resident relatives. A wayward son comes back in. He moves back in with you. You're not happy, but he would be covered. So uninsured motorist is excellent. If you have more than one vehicle, it should always be stacking. Now, we all know this. We've all been around pushy insurance salespeople before. Life insurance. Oh, you need this. You need that. And even car insurance. Ask yourself this. Why would an agent not push uninsured motorists? Why would an agent sell you non-stacking uninsured motorists, which saves you pennies on a dollar? Why would they not want to sell a lot of uninsured motorists? And I'll tell you the dirty secret. It's a dirty secret. And if any agents want to call, what number could they call if they want to call us right now to argue with me about this issue?
Ooh, okay, let's get spicy. 850-437-1620. That's 437-1620. I'll tell you why. Okay.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. You may be too young to apply for life insurance, but if one is applying for life insurance, what takes place? They interview, and what do they ask you? Do you smoke? Do you race cars? Do you scuba dive? Do you have cancer? Do you have cancer in your family? Let us test you. All these things that they must do because they're trying to vet. So we know this. I'm 67. If I go to buy life insurance, I'm going to pay a lot more for life insurance than a 27-year-old. Why? Because a 27-year-old has a much better odds of living a longer life than me. And so with that being said, it's all actuarial. Everything insurance does. If you live in a flood zone, you're paying higher for flood insurance. If you're in an area that's prone to hurricanes, like the Florida Gulf Coast, your hurricane insurance premiums are way more than they would be in Montana. It's all about the odds. So what insurance companies don't like, they don't like to sell insurance where they can't figure out the odds. Because when they sign you on for car insurance, they also ask you questions. Have you ever had a DUI? Has your license ever been suspended? How many points do you have in your license? How many moving violations have you had in the past 5 years? And the more traffic infractions you have, the higher premium you'll pay, or they may just turn you down completely if it's that bad. Well, and when you look at uninsured motorists, you could be the safest driver in the world. You are the safest, but you could still be rear-ended at a red light after being stopped for 20 seconds by a girl that's texting, by a drunken driver, or just some inattentive driver. Happens all the time. They don't like the actuarial inability to figure those odds. You can't, because anybody could be in a wreck in any given day, and you have no control, you know, over a rear-end accident. You know, you're stuck in traffic, and they rear-end you. It happens all the time. Happened to my mother-in-law. She was stopped in traffic on rush hour, you know, during school time, in Gulf Breeze, right in front of the hospital, and a little girl texting, going 50 miles an hour, never touched her brakes, slammed into her. Her trunk was in her rear seat. She fractured her shoulder in multiple pieces, and they actually had to glue her shoulder together.
Oh, man.
And the little girl only had a 50,000 limit, which was deadly squat, given, you know, her right now, my mother-in-law's shoulder's still messed up. She can't even, it's hard for her to raise her arm to turn on and off a light switch. That's a real big deal. Stuff that we take for granted. So you have to insure yourselves. And I'd like to share some stories. And by the way, this is Terrence Gross. And if you wish to call us on the radio, 850-637-1620. If you wish to call me at the office, 850-434-3333. We are personal injury lawyers. I've been practicing 41 years. I've been specializing strictly in car wrecks for about 35 years. And we have 5 offices throughout the Panhandle, Pensacola, Fort Walton, Milton, Crestview, and Navarre. Our primary office is Pensacola. Most of you know where it is. It's located right on the corner of Palafox and Cervantes. But with that being said, let me give you some true life stories just to show you how it works. So 1981, I'm a young lawyer. I just went out on my own. I got out on my own, and a young girl comes in and retains me for a car wreck. Her boyfriend was driving. He had a one-car accident. He went off the road and slammed into a tree. She fractured her ankle, plates and screws in her ankle. I always thought that the boyfriend probably ran off the road because he was more interested in her and whatever was going on than driving. And anyway, so he only had a 10 limit. She's certainly not going to sue her boyfriend. And so she comes in, and I said, well, who do you live with? I live with my daddy. Does your daddy own automobiles? And she started laughing. She goes, my daddy is like a shade tree mechanic. He's got junkers everywhere. And I said, are they all insured? She goes, I doubt they're all insured. You know, some are in sort of working, some are not working. I said, bring your daddy in and make sure he brings in every policy he may have. He comes in, and he was a good old boy from up around Molino or McDavid, somewhere up there. And he's missing every other tooth. His nails are grimy because he's just a shade tree mechanic. Looked like, you know, he had grease all over him. And he has the paperwork from the cars. They got oil on them. They got coffee stains on them. And I'm going through all the coverages. And lo and behold, this guy's got 5 cars with insurance, all had stacking $20,000 limits. 5 times 20 is $100,000. We were able to get another $100,000 for this young girl. So that's the way it works. Let me tell you another story. If I keep on telling the stories, it'll finally make sense to you how this works. So about 15 years ago in Fort Walton, I'm retained by a lady. She was in her neighborhood. She's in her 70s. She stopped at a 4-way stop. And, you know, then proceeded. Well, a lawn care truck didn't stop, broadsided her. Her head is slammed against her window of her car. She ended up getting a brain injury, had a hematoma, went right in for brain surgery that night for a brain bleed. Well, the guy that hit her was one of these fly-by-night landscaping guys, you know, an old rusty truck, old rusty trailer, a blower, and a lawnmower. and all he had was a 10 limit. That's all we could get. So we got that 10. I looked at her policy. She did have 50,000 of uninsured motorists, which is good, but $60,000 for brain surgery is not a good settlement. So I started asking her questions. I said, well, are you married? No, sir, I never married. And I said, I suppose you don't have any children. She says, nope, don't have any children. So I almost gave up because, you know, I was looking for resident relatives, but I asked one more question. So I said, so I guess then you live by yourself. She says, no, I live with my mom. I'm looking at this lady. She's well into her 70s. I said, you live with your mom? And she goes, yes. I said, does mom own a motor vehicle? She goes, yeah, but she doesn't drive anymore. It's just in the carport. It's under a tarp. She hasn't driven that car in 3 years. I said, do you think the car's insured? She says, no, my mom, I'm sure it is. My mom is an insurance freak. So we get that policy from mom, and mom has 100,000 of uninsured motorist coverage. It was with a totally different company. My lady's name was not on it. It doesn't matter. All I had to prove to the insurance company was, did they reside together? Yes. Were they related? Yes, their mother and daughter. And I was able to get the $100,000 for my client. So certainly $160,000 is a lot better than the $10,000 that the defendant, that's all he had. And had my lady had no uninsured motorist and lived by herself, we would have been stuck with $10,000 because you cannot get blood from a turnip.
Wow. Sometimes stories are the way to really convey the message, right? I mean,
right.
That's insane. Hey, and just to let you know, Terrence, we do have some texts coming in, 850-437-1620. We have a few minutes left with Terrence A. Gross from Gross & Schuster talking about the no-fault auto insurance. So is that law... is that good or bad for citizens? And do you know of any other changes that happened in legislation that could potentially affect insurance premiums and coverage?
Well, the no-fault law is fantastic. We passed it in 1971. The insurance companies hated the law because, again, they had to pay the medical bills. So you get rear-ended, your company pays your medical bills up to $10,000, and of course in 71, $10,000 medical bills was a lot. Today it's nothing, but it's still good. It's still good law, but we were going to do away with that, and then because insurance companies didn't like that, they go to a mandatory 25 limit, which would make every driver out there required, like Alabama's 25, Louisiana's 25, Georgia is 25. We are sitting on $10,000. So, you know, it's time for us to, you know, pony up and join the rest of the nation. But for some reason, I don't know why, Governor DeSantis, you just said it. I just heard it on your radio station. You just said that Governor DeSantis vetoed it today, which means even though the legislature passed it, it's not law. So I don't know his reasons, so I really can't say what's going on there. But you said you had some text. Can you read one to me?
Yeah, a lot of them have to do with the no-fault auto insurance and how this is going to impact them in case, like, you know, God forbid, they get into an auto accident. And you mentioned before with stacking, and how is why is stacking good or bad for them when it comes to their insurance premium? And can you go further into that?
Well, how about another story? How about another two-life story?
I love it. You know me.
Okay, here we are. I was friends with a fella back in the late 70s. And then, of course, he had kids. He went his way. I went my way. And really, we didn't have much talk. He's a very well-known businessman in town. I won't name his name. But anyway, he gave me a call about 10 years ago, and what had happened was his young son in his 20s was in the military. He was stationed in Corpus Christi, Texas, and an illegal alien had run a red light, broadsided this kid, and he had a head injury. He was in a coma for 6 weeks, and he had some mild brain damage, but definitely documented brain damage. So the illegal alien, to no surprise, had no insurance, had no license no insurance whatsoever. This young kid, to his credit, had $25,000 of uninsured motorists. But if you've been in a coma for 6 weeks, $25,000 is just not reasonable, just compensation.
Yeah.
So I started asking questions, and that a good lawyer is going to ask questions. You got to put your thinking cap on. So I asked my friend, how long has it been since your son actually lived with you? And he goes, it's been 6 years. I said, wow, he hadn't lived with you in 6 years. I said, what has he been doing that 6 years? He goes, well, the first year he went to college, and he just wasn't cut out for college, so he decided to enlist in the military. He's been in the military ever since. So I said, okay, good. I said, what state is his driver's license in? He goes, Florida. I said, what does he use as the address for his driver's license? He says, my house. I said, is he registered to vote? Yes, state of Florida. What residence does he use? My residence. I said, in your house, if I walked into your house right now, does he still have a room? He goes, oh, yeah, we still have his room. He's got all his high school stuff in there. Whenever he comes to town, he crashes there. But it's his room. We haven't even touched it, really. He still has clothes there and whatever. I said, okay. So what the law says is resident relatives. So there's exception made for military and college students. So if he's in Iraq in a tent, he doesn't live in Iraq.
Right.
He's stationed in Iraq. That's not his residence. If he's in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, he's stationed there. Corpus Christi stationed. So I argued to the parents' insurance companies. This kid was not on the policy, nowhere to be seen, but I convinced them that he was a resident relative. This friend of mine had excellent coverage. They had three vehicles, was stacking 300 limits. We were able to get another $900,000 for this young man whose military career was over because of this accident. Mm-hmm. And really, I mean, he got his bell rung. Even when we settled, you could tell his speech was slow. He survived it, right. But he certainly had permanent cognition issues for the rest of his life.
That's heartbreaking. But like you just reiterated, it's better to go and speak to your personal injury lawyer and get that guidance so you can put your thinking cap on, right, Terrence, like you do, and go ask those questions and start doing that investigating, because there's something there to help. I mean, 6 weeks in a coma, you can't do anything for yourself. Somebody needs to fight for you.
And the bills, and these bills, you know, in the hospital, I mean, if anybody that's been in the hospital lately, I'm seeing people that are in the hospital for 3 days, and the bills could be $100,000 to $200,000.
Oh, absolutely.
And some people have health insurance, some people don't.
Or even with health insurance, and then if it's not your fault, you're still looking at, you know, sometimes $7,000 just for a ER visit, you know? So it's...
You're right. You're right.
It's incredible.
Go ahead.
No, you're good. We're about to wrap up here. It's almost 10:59 on News Radio. But Terrence, what are your closing thoughts?
My phone number is 850-434-3333. Visit us on our website, grossandschuster.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Terrence. Thank you for bringing that to us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Thank you for hanging out with me this morning. It's about 11 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. We've got Fox News and then Brian Kilmeade after this. Tomorrow, Climatech is here and Emerald Coast Coins. And we're going to learn a little bit more about National Serve Day. So stick around for that tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. after the Pensacola Morning News.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.